Why are police photographing our license plate?
What are we doing for veterans returning home damaged physically and mentally, suffering from depression, homelessness, and suicide?
Why did the Supreme Court deposit corporate money into our electoral process?
Should we redefine middle class as working poor? Or is it just another Wall Street merger?
What's really behind new voter picture ID laws in certain states?
Why aren't NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox asking these questions?
Hello, I'm Marcello Rolando, the Reasonable Voice. The mission of the Reasonable Voice and the Reasonable Voices working together on our Blog Talk radio shows is connecting the dots between politics and finance, need for education, humanity and world peace, and, of course, the arts, which we then gladly provide our listeners, the voting public, as informative food for thought to provoke their self-determination for equality and opportunity. The Reasonable Voices are advocates prioritizing education, preserving our history, leading by example for a peaceful and prosperous world, embracing creativity and political unity as solutions. Welcome to our show, and today my guest is none other than Bree Warner, who is the Sales and Marketing Director of the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau in Charlottesville, Virginia, on the Downtown Mall. Welcome, Bree. How are you?
Thank you, Marcello. I'm well. Thank you for having me today.
My pleasure. So, I know we've talked recently, but we have a whole different group of people we want to talk to today, and we hope to reach out to them and explain to them why I choose to spend 4 days a week of my life in Charlottesville, Virginia, in Albemarle County. Why do I?
There's so many reasons, and where do we start?
Exactly. Well, I like starting with how we got here. I know my journey was a curious one, and yours, and both of us come from showbiz backgrounds. But share with us, how did you end up in Charlottesville to begin with?
Oh, it's a wonderful story, I think. Basically, I was living in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was working for a company, a little company called Cirque du Soleil back then. And while living in Las Vegas, I met the man who became my husband. And we got married, of course. And when our son was born, we decided it was time to leave Las Vegas and find a more family-friendly place to raise him. And my husband, who was also working for Cirque du Soleil, got a career opportunity at the University of Virginia with the drama department.
Wow.
And so he came to interview for that position and came back to home to Las Vegas so enthused and absolutely loving what he experienced out here. And it turns out he was offered the job. And I said, well, let's just do it. Let's go. And
sure.
I moved here to Charlottesville without even visiting first. He said, you're going to love it. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. And so I trusted him, and he was right, of course. This is now 8 years later. Our son is 10. He's blossoming through the Charlottesville City School System, and we could not be happier with our selection.
Wow. That is a great story. Wow. So, well then, next, I guess, now that we know what brought you here, what is exactly a Convention and Visitor Center Bureau, at least here in Charlottesville?
Well, destination management organizations is what we call them. Convention and Visitors Bureaus are in charge of promoting the destination and increasing tourism in the destination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tourism is something that is wonderful in the sense that it brings in new dollars to the local economy, and it allows people to come here and visit and spend time and more time, hopefully, that they initially planned on spending. If they come, for instance, you know, one of the main reasons that people come and visit is because they have some tie to the University of Virginia, whether it's because they have a child in the school there, or they come for treatments at the UVA Medical Center or what have you. So they initially come for this if they've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see everything we have to offer, and our job is to help educate them so that they will hopefully either extend their stay or plan their return visit and tell all their friends back home that, oh my gosh, you have to go to Charlottesville. There's so much to see and do, and it's such a cool place. You cannot not go. So
exactly.
That's basically our mission, to put it broadly. Now, if you want to dive in and see what do we do on a daily basis,
yeah.
Our organization is rather small. in the sense that we have only 6 full-time employees and a number of part-time staff that work the front desk, which is where people would come, people from out of town coming in asking for, you know, what is there to do? What is the best place to eat a good steak? Or those types of questions. And my colleagues are wonderful at answering those questions. But the 6 full-time staff basically include our executive director, myself, the director of sales and marketing. Then we have a visitors relations manager. We have a person in charge of our website and social media channels. We have a financial person, and we have a secretary. So that tells you right then and there, we try to accomplish a lot. We have big goals, and we really want to tell the whole world about Charlottesville. Of course, you know, it's a lot for a small team to do, but I think we do some great things, and we work very, very hard to make sure that everybody knows about Charlottesville.
Well, and since, by the way, you're physically located to the new Intellos amphitheater, arena, a lot of people might know about Charlottesville because of the entertainment that's there. Tell us a little about that and why that's an attraction and what is your involvement?
Absolutely. Well, we are indeed located in the Transit Building right next to the Intellos Wireless Pavilion, so we're easy to find right on the downtown mall. We also have another satellite office inside the County of Albemarle County, the building.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at, where people can come and ask questions and you know, let us help them with whatever they might need in terms of the destination. There's no question that entertainment in this destination is tremendous. I'm looking at the calendar of events, you know, for this week, I'm thinking, my gosh, every single night you have live music options available.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to mention, you know, bigger acts that are coming into town as well, such as, you know, the Barnum & Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus, and you have other events also that go beyond, you know, that might include entertainment, but that are bigger events such as the Dogwood Festival and, you know, Historic Garden Week and all the events that take place at Monticello beyond their usual and regularly scheduled tours.
Mm-hmm.
There's all those things that happen, and the best place to find out all about what is going on any given day is to go to our website at visitcharlottesville.org, and right there on the homepage, you'll see our event calendar, and you can browse through by date, you know, by month or by
sure.
week, by to the day, and see what is going on. So that's the most comprehensive calendar for the area that is available. So if you Google Charlottesville events, our calendar will come up first.
Fantastic. I know it's a lot more than I tell people all the time. I love history, and long before I moved here from New York, I would come to Charlottesville because of the history. But in addition to the history and University of Virginia, there is a tremendous amount of theater activity and art exhibits, and of course the downtown mall is full of fabulous restaurants, some of the best I've gone to outside of New York City, so that says a lot too. What and your internet presence, so very 21st century, so I love the site. Why don't you give that one more time to us slowly, because people who are not in Charlottesville should, probably going to be their first introduction.
Definitely. That is the official website for the destination of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. So you go to www.visitcharlottesville.org,
mm-hmm.
and that will lead you to our homepage, and from there at the top you'll see navigation options that are very clear as to, you know, for visitors or for groups or meetings and so forth. And then if you dive deeper, you can find, you know, all the different options that visitors might need. We have a very, very powerful booking engine right there on the homepage, and you can access it from absolutely any page on the website, where if you want to look at hotel room availabilities, you can find that right then and there, and you'll see which hotels are available for the dates you plan on coming and visit. And it does include some bed and breakfast and inns as well.
Mm. So you keep referring, I know this is the new word, the destination location, but a destination, what do you call it? What's that second word? Destination?
Destination management organization?
Yes.
Yes.
And you, some of the things that people are destined to come to Charlottesville and Albemarle County as a destination are what? Weddings,
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, Marcello, weddings have become so big in our area, and I think there was a little, you know, a few years ago we were, I think, the best kept secret, but now I think the secret is definitely out, and Charlottesville keeps being featured on, you know, very well-renowned wedding blogs such as The Knot and Martha Stewart Weddings and those magazines, etc. And we, you know, there's so many options for brides now who want that dream wedding. You can choose to be married on a farm, a vineyard. We have some beautiful, beautiful quaint inns here where you can just rent the whole place for the weekend and call it your home away from home, or, you know, a few of our resorts as well, such as Keswick Hall, Boar's Head Inn, which are absolutely amazing locations, and it goes beyond locations as well. We have a number of wedding vendors that are absolutely phenomenal, and they will rival with any, you know, any, like, for photographers, for instance. You will find photographers that are, you know, just as good, if not better, as any photographers you can find in New York City or any other, you know, big destination. So we have it all, really. The food, I don't need to say, is phenomenal because of the farm-to-table and all the bounty that is available, that is produced right here in our area. So for all those reasons, we have really, really become a wedding mecca, and there's no questions that, you know, venues that do weddings are booked solid during specific time of years, May, June, as well as September, October, all the way through mid-November. You will see just, you know, how much weddings have taken over our area in that time of year. And why not? It's a beautiful area. It's romantic. The vistas are spectacular. So who wouldn't want to be married here, right?
Exactly. I didn't get married here, but I love being married here. That's for certain.
Yes, me too.
I mean, it's beautiful. I as I said, I took many drives just to because I love history to Charlottesville. I visited Monticello and Montpelier and Ashland long before I lived here, and I still do love to travel the back roads and just follow the signs and stop in, and the wineries. My goodness, I don't stop in those as much as I'd like, but for obvious reasons, as I drive near and far. But I'm wondering, what about rooms, hotel rooms? I mean, if people are coming for weddings or conventions, I know you did touch on this, I believe, but how are you able to help them?
Well, we can help them in a big way, Marcello, and a lot of people don't realize that, and this is for local people as well as people from out of town. I get, on a regular basis, mothers of the bride who are coming, who will be coming to celebrate their daughter's wedding here, and they have to find a number of hotel rooms for their out-of-town guests, and they don't know where to start, you know. I mean, there's many, many options. That's a lot of time spent on the phone, making phone calls, obtaining rate and availability information. People don't realize that we at the Convention and Visitors Bureau can do this at a touch of a click, literally.
Wow.
We gather all the information, and this is how it works. It's very, very simple. We gather all the information in terms of number of rooms required for which date, any specific requirements in terms of, you know, specific locations, etc. And then what I do is I survey all of our hotel and even inns and B&Bs that fit the requirements. I obtain all of their rate and availability information and turn it into the mother of the bride or whoever is making the plan for the bride, key in hand. All they have to do is they look at the grid, the results, you know, of who's available and at what rate, and once they decide which hotel or hotels they want to do business with, they just contact them directly, refer that proposal that was sent, and bingo, you just have to lock everything in and contract directly with the hotel, and that's it. So that saves hours upon hours of work and phone calls and return calls and emails when really we can do this at a touch of a button, and that's a free service that we offer. We do not take any profits away from the hotel. This is a service that we offer, and this is what we do. So we hope that people who are planning, you know, weddings or even other events that might require for a large number of guest rooms, such as family reunions, for instance, meetings, anything of that nature, we're there to help those folks gather the hotel room information at a click of a button. So will feel free to contact us and allow us to assist them with that.
And I would say, too, that and speaking of hotels like the restaurants, these very high-quality hotels right in downtown Charlottesville, as well as out in the county, out closer to I-64, which is our big interstate, and of course, we're not far from 95 either, but it's Charlottesville and Albemarle County are really literally the center of Central Virginia, especially when it comes to so many of the kinds of amenities we offer, and the fun and entertainment, and the family-oriented events. We're going to get into that probably in our second segment. But I wonder if someone is not, there are some people who are not into finding or dealing with the finding new things on the internet. Is there a way that you go out and how do you, Madam Director of Marketing, how do you market? Do you travel to other areas?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was telling earlier that for a small team, we have big ambitions and we're all over the place, literally. We try to be present at a certain number of travel and trade shows, and those vary from being trade shows that are meant for destinations and tour operators, for instance, to mm-hmm. meet. And that is a pretty interesting concept where it's literally speed dating, if you will, and you spend 7 minutes, you know, meeting together with the tour operator, and then the bell rings and you have to move on to your next appointment and so forth and so on. So that's one way we do it. Then another trade show that I participate in and that has been very successful in recent years is called Travel Media Showcase.
Uh-huh.
And what that does is it brings destinations and travel journalists, so journalists who specialize in travel and vacation, together.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to show them, you know, see if our destination is a fit with the style of writing that they do and the topics that they prefer covering.
Mm-hmm.
Then we try to get them over here to experience our destination. I have one lady who's here whom I met at Travel Media Showcase in August, and she's spending most of this week here, and she's going to go to Monticello, and she's going to experience, she's never been, so she's going to experience everything as a tourist would, and then prepare some articles that she will then share with her readers.
Oh.
Hopefully that will entice readers to come and visit us. Then there's also the consumer trade show. So we go to some events that where we have a table and we have touristic information, and we meet with people who might not know about Charlottesville, who haven't been here in a long time, and talk to them all about what there is to see and do nowadays, and try to again convince them that this is where they need to come on their next vacation or for their next meeting, etc.
Excellent. We're going to go in a bit, but just one quick question. I know you mentioned that, and I know about the photography contest. Did you have lots of entries?
We did. We got close to 1,000 entries.
Oh, wow.
We're very, very excited. And so the winners will be announced at our next Tourism Awards event, which is taking place during National Tourism Week, first uh-huh. week of May. And so we will announce the names of the winners and present their photos on that date, which will be May 8th. So it will be, of course, on our website, and it will be probably in the local media as well.
Fantastic. Well, let me know, because I'm local media, after all. Okay. Well, listen, everyone, we're having an incredibly enjoyable, it always is, to talk to Bree, but informative conversation for everyone who has never visited Monticello or never visited Albemarle County, and all those who have and who can come back and see what we have to offer in Charlottesville. And there is a lot of reasons that I spend 4 days a week in Charlottesville and love it and every moment of it. We've gone through just the tip of the iceberg. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the specific events for April, what there is left of it, May, June, through the summer maybe, so you can plan your vacations. In many places, you know, South Carolina even, but North Carolina certainly, Northern Virginia obviously, D.C., we're really just a short little drive away, and it's worth the trip. I'm Marcello Rolando. This is The Reasonable Voice, Blog Talk Radio. My guest today is the Director of Sales and Marketing of Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau, Bree Warner. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. And by the way, Bree gave you the website, so find them on Facebook and like them, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us. To the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcello Rolando, and my guest today is the Director of Sales and Marketing of Charlottesville Albemarle County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Bree Warner. And Bree, delightful Bree, is going to give us some ideas of what she and the Bureau and Charlottesville and Albemarle County have to offer in the immediate future, as in between today and the time that kids go back to school in September. What do we got?
Absolutely. Well, we've got so much going on. And of course, we have, you know, like I said earlier, there are things to do every single day, either concerts and of either up-and-coming artists at smaller musical venues or big names coming through at the John Paul Jones Arena or at the Antelos Wireless Pavilion. For instance, we've got Sarah McLachlan coming through very soon, you know, in a few months to come and perform at the pavilion, which will be an amazing evening. But in terms of the staple events of what's coming up, we've got the Dogwood Festival. You should see it right now. Charlottesville is just breathtakingly beautiful. All the trees are in bloom. There's pretty colors everywhere. It is just, it's amazing. And after, I mean, I know you'll agree, Marcello, after the winter that everyone has had, we are ready for some nice warm weather and some flowers in bloom. So we definitely have that. Yes, absolutely.
And one good thing one can say about all that snow is that as it melted, it's bringing out, as you say, the dogwood. It's just everything's blooming. You know, if it's not flowering, it's green, and it's just gorgeous.
It's absolutely fantastic. So, you know, people ask me all the time, when's a good time to come? And there's not a bad time to come to Charlottesville. There really isn't.
Yes.
There's advantages to each season, and I can go over these really quickly with you. Of course, spring, like we said, everything is gorgeous. Everything's in bloom. The weather is ideal. It's also a very busy time in our area. So just folks need to know this, you know, as they try to maybe come up for a weekend and they look at the hotel room rates and availability. The demand is rather high in the spring and in the fall. Mm-hmm. Because of all the events in the fall, you add home football games to the mix. That really, really brings occupancy in our hotels up way high. So that's something you need to be aware of. The summertime is a little bit slower for us because all the students, or most of the students, have gone back home. There's less people in the destination, but there's wonderful things to do. So that's a good time to come. I'd say, you know, mid-July through mid-August, that's an awesome time to come. And the winter is also a good time to come because everything is still open. You know, all the wineries, the tasting rooms and the wineries are open. Mm-hmm. And you have less people in the wineries, so you can really take your time and enjoy a relaxing visit, perhaps strike a conversation with the winemaker, you know, enjoy a nice lunch by the fireplace. You know, it's very, very, very good time to come. So just know, and then you can get hotel rooms for a steal in the wintertime. And, you know, and I'm talking January, February, you can stay at a five-star resort for $129. So that's pretty good. But anyway, all this being said, with what's coming up still, and sorry, I diverted.
That's all right. I was going to ask you about the winery, as a matter of wineries.
Yeah,
we have many of them, and when it was best to visit, but you just got ahead of me. That's great.
So anyhow, we're talking about flowers being in bloom. We've got Historic Garden Week that starts on April 27th, so that's always something to see as well. Some lovely garden tours all around the area, that's something to see as well. And then we've got the Fox Field Spring Races, definitely a steeplechase races that are very, very popular in our area. So that's coming up as well. We have the Festival of Cultures, which celebrates diversity in our area. So that'll be coming up in early May as well. Mm-hmm. And then this summer, there's two pretty large festivals, and festivals that have been taking place for quite a while. The first one is the Ashland Opera Festival.
Yes.
So for opera lovers, you definitely have to come and see those amazing productions that are done here in Charlottesville.
And they do them at the Paramount, yes?
They do. Yeah. They do. The Paramount Theater right here on the historic downtown mall, a beautiful, beautiful place to enjoy a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then parallel to that, if you like performing arts, you won't want to miss the Heritage Theater Festival.
Yes.
That's something else that is very, very amazing. And they bring in, you know, cast and crew from all over the United States, and very, very high caliber productions, some musicals. I think there's 5 productions taking place this summer in 3 different theaters, and
yes,
that takes place at the drama department on site of the University of Virginia.
Sure.
That's not to be missed.
That's right.
And
by the way, it's where your husband works, and since
yes,
you've spoken of the high quality of talent, I want to mention Steve and me. We both work there at the Heritage, but I do recommend it. It's amazing shows. At any time of the year, the Heritage is a summer theater festival, but also the student productions at UVA during the school year are really worth seeing. So any time of the year you come to Charlottesville, you can see great theater, not only on grounds, as we say, in honor of Thomas Jefferson, but also throughout the city and the county. I know I want to get just slightly off slightly off county for a moment, just so people are also aware. When you come here, a little added something: if you're into skiing, there is Wintergreen at the top of the mountain, which is not exactly in Albemarle County, but you can be here, be in the hotel, see all of Charlottesville, and maybe drive up and go skiing for a day or whatever.
Definitely. Of course, the skiing season is over by now, but they
yes,
were able, because of all the snow that we got and that they produced, ski went on for quite a while this year.
Yes.
Probably longer season than they've had in a while up there, but you're right, Marcello, it's something to see, definitely, and there's lots of breweries in that area
yes,
as well that you can go and explore in Nelson County, so definitely something to be seen as well.
What about the November Cider Week?
Oh, that's so exciting. November Cider Week will be in its third year this year,
mm-hmm,
and it celebrates artisanal hard cider produced right here in Virginia. And I don't know if you knew this, Marcello, but they're out of the 8 artisanal cideries in the state of Virginia,
mm-hmm,
4 are located right here in the Charlottesville area.
So. Sorry. Okay, that's a great statistic. I didn't know that.
So it's a great reason to celebrate. And, of course, because of that reason, a lot of the activities taking place during Cider Week take place in and around Charlottesville.
Sure.
So there's special dinners taking place and tastings and so forth. So definitely something to take part in. And in November as well, since we're talking about November, there's always the Virginia Film Festival, which
oh,
is a
yes,
staple
of course,
event.
Of course.
Not to be missed. And there's, the festival is over 25, I think it's in its 27 or 28 years
yes,
this year.
Yes.
And so it's a staple event, and you need to come and experience the festival. It's a really, really fun time in early November around Charlottesville.
Fantastic. Tell me, what is a microbrewery?
A microbrewery? Well, it's a brewery that produces beer on a small scale.
Oh,
so
makes
it's
sense.
Not a mass production, such as the big brands that you would find in a grocery store. You can find some microbrewery beers in some grocery stores. That's
uh-huh,
not exclusive of that, but you can go. It's produced on site, and very often you can meet the brewmasters and taste a number of different beers. And that's another area that is growing tremendously in our area.
Mm.
I believe in the past couple of years we've had 3 new microbreweries open in our area, and I think there's plans for more of them coming through as well. So people really love the farm to fork and the ability to taste products that are produced locally. I mean,
uh-huh,
there's something to be said about your food not having to travel thousands of miles
yes,
before it gets to your plate.
Yes.
And I think that Charlottesville and Albemarle County are doing this very, very well. We have so many absolutely talented chefs. Some have grew up here. Some have come from other destinations. Even Peter Chang has his own restaurant in Charlottesville.
Well,
did you know that?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Mr. Chang has such a following, you know, devoted fans from all over the country and beyond. And so he has a restaurant in Richmond, but he also has Peter Chang right here in Charlottesville.
Yes.
So that's really amazing. So so there is something for everyone in terms of the food, and not only, you know, of course, local food, but if you are in the mood, say, for authentic Turkish cuisine one night, well, we have that.
Yes.
We have, you know,
that's
some
right.
friends of mine actually own a restaurant. They are from Turkey. It's recipes that their mothers have given them. They've actually perfected the recipes using Skype with their mom in Turkey and trying to reproduce recipes exactly the way their mothers were doing them. So we have that right here in Charlottesville. It's amazing. You know, anything you're in the mood for, you name it, it's there, and it's delicious, and it's produced with passion. So I think you can't go wrong there.
Excellent. Wow. I think I should have eaten something before I
oh, no,
started.
No, you're getting hungry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But the second half of this wonderful organization is Albemarle County. Charlottesville is an incredible place, but you don't have to drive very far to be out of Charlottesville, and you're in Albemarle County. And a couple of cities I'd like to mention, Scottsville and Crozet. Let's start with Crozet. I know they have a brand new library out there that's just fabulous, and it's not that far. And what tell us, since we've been talking about the brew, tell us about the new addition at Star Hill.
Well, yes, they have a completely revamped tasting room. So I haven't been out there yet to check it out, but I hear it's absolutely gorgeous. And so, you know, Star Hill is one of the staple breweries that were there, you know, in the beginning of the microbreweries movement locally here. So that's definitely something to see. And then you mentioned Scottsville. Scottsville is an amazing and so charming little town
yes.
in the southern portion of Albemarle County. There, you know, you walk down their main street, and it's just so adorable. They've got many brand new restaurants there, like the Tavern on the James and the Smokehouse, just amazing places. And then you have access to all the water sports. You can go tubing down there.
Yes.
You know, what lovely day to spend a relaxing afternoon, you know, tubing down the James, relaxing and just enjoying and taking in the sun. It's absolutely wonderful. And then you follow that with a dinner downtown Scottsville, and you're good to go.
Exactly. It is beautiful. The James River is quite something, and any time. And they have a new park there. They've just renovated everything. It tells the entire history, and yet it's easy education, because it's lots of pictures, lots of big letters, lots of just getting the chronology straight as you stroll through a lovely park and you know, not far from the James. So
that's right. That's right.
The James River has quite a history all its own, but, you know, that's what Virginia is about, history, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And in Crozet, we have a park I know I visited. Green Mint? Mint Green.
I believe you're right.
Mint Green Park, maybe. Anyway, it's a great quiet park. Fishing is popular there. Walking the dog on, you know, great trails. And speaking of trails, tell us about the Monticello Artisan Trail.
Oh, yes. The Monticello Artisan Trail is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It brings together over 100 businesses that are either agri-artisans or artisans that produce, say, pottery or woodworkers. And it maps, you know, with the help of a great, great map, you can go along and escape to Albemarle County and Nelson County and go discover all of these stops along the way. And so that's the goal of the Monticello Artisan Trail, is to make people discover those stops that are maybe a little lesser known,
mm-hmm.
but are absolutely charming, and they really represent, you know, Virginia and Central Virginia at its best. And some of those artisans, of course, you can buy one of their pieces to take home as a souvenir. What best way to remember Virginia than with, you know, a lovely necklace or a painting from one of our artisans? And I can tell you, there is so much talent around. It is absolutely phenomenal.
You know, I agree. When I first came here, even more so, I guess, I drive the back roads just to relax and to sightsee on my own or whatever, stop, take pictures. And I remember one event in which I was out in Barbersville, which is driving from Charlottesville, heading more or less northeast. Barbersville is on the way to Montpelier.
That's right.
And you find things. You get in your car and you go, where you don't have to do that. You don't have to guess the way I do and just drive. You can call up Bree or go online at visitcharlottesville.org, and she got it. But I did want to mention Barbersville because of what you were just saying about the artists. I was driving through. Barbersville is a very small little town, but there is a beautiful winery there, or vineyard, or both, I guess. There is a little theater there called Four Corners Theater, and there are two art galleries owned by the same couple, but two different locations. And when I first saw all of this, I thought, what, you know, it's a little railroad town, and look at all of the culture here. And they're friendly. I think I've told you this story. I was, of course, new here and very New York, whatever that means, so I was told, but I had stopped to take pictures of this gallery because I just couldn't believe it was there, and I wanted to tell my wife, who is an artist, etc. And this couple comes out of what looks like a beautiful home, but the home has been turned into an art gallery. So they come out and they wonder why I'm taking pictures of their art gallery. And I thought, oh well, I wanted to explain that, you know, I'm married to an art professor and I just wanted to take pictures. And they went, and I never will forget Beth saying, what art professor are you married to? And I told them my wife's name, and they went, oh my goodness, that's wonderful. We have her work here. Come on in. And, you know, there was tea and there was cider, and it was like, wow. But, you know, the area is like that. It's just special down here, and best of both worlds on many levels. Anyway,
absolutely.
I hope I didn't take us too far. Did we finish the things to do in July and August? I know you mentioned that, but
we just skipped over because we went straight to November with the film festival. But there's a number of events taking place in September, October, and one of the main events is the Heritage Harvest Festival at Monticello.
Yes.
So that's something not to be missed. It's at the top of the mountain on the lawn. They have all kinds of vendors to celebrate the harvest. They have live music. It's a really, really fun time to visit as well. So that's something that I definitely wanted to mention. And I don't know if I have time to say Marcello, but if a person, say, is in town for a day and a half and they say, well, you know, I plan on coming back, but if I'm only here for a few hours, what are the things not to be missed? And I would definitely say, of course, you know, if you're going to stay downtown and you don't want to spend too much time on the road driving, here are some of the things you can get to really quickly and really easily from the downtown area.
Okay.
Or anywhere in Charlottesville. So, of course, Monticello is a short drive away.
Yes.
You think you have to drive 4 hours in the country to get there. Really, you do not. It's about 10 minutes from downtown. It's really easily accessible. Right next to Monticello is Mickey Tavern.
Yes.
You don't want to miss Mickey Tavern for a midday meal that you will not forget. They have probably some of the best fried chicken in town. There's other options as well, but buffet style, and there's cute little shops there. You can buy some souvenirs over there as well, so that's not to be missed. Then next to Mickey Tavern is Carter Mountain Orchard.
Oh, yeah.
That's spectacular. spectacular.
Yes.
You can bring your car up there. It's at to the top of the mountain, and you keep going up, up, up. You think, oh, my goodness, am I ever going to arrive? Way, way, way up at the top of the mountain, and then you will see a view like you will not believe from up there. And then you can pick your own. So depending on the season when you visit, you can pick peaches or a variety of apples. And the orchard is open. It's open now, and it closes in December, if I'm not mistaken. So you can go up there. They have a wine tasting room, as well, because they grow grapes for Prince Michel, the Prince Michel winery.
Yes.
So you can buy some wine, taste some wine up there as well. In addition to, you have to try the apple cider donuts. They are just crazy good. Now, not too far from Monticello is Ashland Highland. That's the home of President James Monroe.
Yes.
Under new leadership, a lot of exciting things going on out there. You should definitely go and see it. And then not far down from Ashland are a couple of wineries, Trump Winery.
Yes.
Donald bought a winery recently, and so it's a wonderful, wonderful place to visit. And just down the road from Trump is Blenheim Vineyards, which is owned by our famous Dave Matthews and his family.
Yes, yes.
Dave Matthews Band. So that's in that area. So you can, you know, if you started early in the morning, you could probably do all those stops that I just mentioned in one day. So that's a busy day, granted.
What a fun day.
You know, but you won't drive more than, you know, 25 miles total there and back. So it's really not that bad. So that's an idea of things that there are to see and do in just a few hours around here. And, of course, you have to come down our downtown mall, the historic pedestrian downtown mall that is 8 blocks long, lined with privately owned restaurants, shops, art galleries, etc. And then you cannot miss Mr. Jefferson's University and go take a stroll around there, visit the rotunda. They have free tours that start every hour during the middle of the day. So definitely don't miss that as well.
Exactly. And I'd like to mention, too, before we go, that even if you visited Montpelier or Monticello, things have changed. There have been Montpelier, not terribly long ago, went through an amazing renovation. I actually went there during the renovation so I could take pictures of what the walls looked like before they put it all back together beautifully. And you will love hearing how they made it accurate, because finding old photos that might be of this was one of my favorite stories. They had found an old photo of a mirror on a wall, which not only showed them what the wall looked like where the mirror hung, but the mirror reflected the opposite wall, so they were able to reproduce. I mean, it was just astounding. And Monticello has this whole new interactive, 21st century, what's the word I'm looking for?
Visitor center?
Yes, yes. But they were there excavating, and when I was last there about a year ago, and what they were creating is the virtual, that's the word I'm looking for, this virtual images that you can watch that show you the construction of the kinds of homes and housings or dwellings that were on the plantation during Jefferson's time there. It's just glorious. It's glorious. That's all there is to it. And I know we're running out of time, but we've mentioned it so much. Not everybody knows what the downtown mall is. It's comparatively new. Well, maybe not new. I guess that's the wrong word. But it is the changes in the downtown mall, or the fact of the downtown mall. It is an outdoor. You can walk from end to end, unless you walk like New Yorkers and stop at every shop. You can walk from end to end.
We like that.
Yes, exactly. Yes, feel free to do that, too. All right. I really must go. This has been fabulous, Bree. I'm so pleased we got a chance to talk again on the radio. My guest today has been the Director of Sales and Marketing at Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau in Charlottesville, Virginia, which happens to be in Albemarle County, Bree Warner. Come here. Have all the fun. Come see us. You'll love it. Thanks, Bree.
Thank you, Marcello, so much.
Bye now. Beat beating the memory lane crowd. Now that turkeys shop before Black Friday, it's not surprising that some media personality shows are rushing into 2013 year-end memories before it's even Christmas Eve. Most of us know memories recapture us and replay in the twinkling of an eye, an aromatic breeze, a squeeze of the shoulder, or in the moment of that burned taste after a fire. Faster than a mouse-clicked link, you're back to that owl in the woods, first kiss, wedding day, first shared Christmas tree, or moment of silence. Memories take us back to rain on a tin roof, our car driving us the long way home, an uncle's cackle, fireplace crackling, an aunt's knowing smile, grandma's special homemade icing, barking dogs, parents independently slipping a few 20s into your palm, and there you are, back at the beginning of the roller coaster ride, inhaling all of a teenager's unknowns, smelling the sweets before tasting the bitter, the sound of the wind and the chilly feel of snow in our face, blowing hair backwards and propelling dreams forward. Imagine Utah, Colorado, and Virginia easing toward cuddling up to justice and equality for all, despite some being drag-queened forward, kicking and screaming in their red boots. When friends share memories with me, I remember who, what, and why I celebrate in life. Mostly it's lifelong friends, Lance and Pamela, Mercedes McCambridge, or newcomers, Boomy, Bill, Daniel, and Michelle. Chance meetings on the streets of New York City, like hailing a cab for Carol Channing. A chatty stroll with Colleen Dewhurst, James Whitmore, and Tommy Toon. A gracious nod from passing Glenn Close and Tony Randall. Quite literally running into Nathan Lane and Jack Lemmon. Jane Alexander's thank you. An answered note from Julie Harris. Telephone chats with Celeste Holm. Book signing with Pavarotti. Supervising Juilliard students during an invited-only rehearsal of Placido Domingo's Met conducting debut. And a moment backstage at Ford's Theater with Rosalind Russell. The point is not name-dropping, or tears during Oscar night memorials, or even how much I miss Peter O'Toole, who I never met, or Mom, who I'll never forget. The point is, every moment is a memory in the making, and every one a reason for celebration, and 'tis the season every day, in every way.
Thank you for continuing to listen, support, and share The Reasonable Voice with your friends. We are now accepting offers for your company or organization to advertise with us, and welcome new sponsors for The Reasonable Voice. To apply, please email us at thereasonablevoice@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us today and every day, and recommending us to all your friends, both online and offline. And please download our downloadable podcasts. I am Marcello Rolando, The Reasonable Voice, hoping you will become one of the reasonable voices heard round the world.